Clopen Effect, a retail podcast. Thanks for hanging out with us today. I'm your host, Meredith.
And I'm your host, Cass.
Let's have some fun.
Some chick just got off on probation. No prison time. Stabbing her boyfriend 108 times. She also stabbed her dog and stabbed herself. She was smoking weed.
Really?
Yeah, that's what she got off. It was like marijuana-induced psychosis.
The poor dog.
I know. I feel worse for the dog. Like, the boyfriend probably did something. But I heard this story, and then someone commented, like, that's why you keep a joint on you always. That's an alibi.
Oh, my God.
So anyways, welcome to the Clopen Effect.
Welcome. We just came back from anxiety makes me poop, and so we have to make sure we get our laughs on.
We have to transition.
Yeah, we do. It's so weird. I'm like all quiet, and
And then Meredith says, here. Oh, we're so professional on anxiety, and I was like, I said fuck, like twice. So professional.
What's with this 20 degree weather?
Sick.
And where is Kate Middleton?
I feel like Kate Middleton got some plastic surgery done.
Probably a little tummy tuck of some sort.
Did you hear that there's a possibility that King Charles passed also? That's a rumor going around.
I did see that. My TikTok will tell me later, too. TikTok every night for about a good, well, I say an hour, but sometimes it gets a little bit
sometimes
later.
Sometimes it's four.
But, yeah, I feel like they're doing the whole Kate Middleton thing because they're trying to
take your eyes off of that. Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a whole bunch. There's a whole bunch of conspiracy theorists out there. Yeah. And I believe all of them. So,
well, you know what? So did you know that they did not announce Area 51 actually existed until 2013?
Really?
So then it makes me think like a lot of conspiracy theories have come true. You know, will tease me all the time. Like, go put on your tinfoil hat. I'm like, I'll gladly fucking put it on, you know, because there's some shit over, especially in the last couple of years that, you know, they talked about it and about 6 months, 8 months, a year later. Yep. There it is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I am not closed eared to people's weird theories. Are you asking ChatGPT some questions?
What is the strangest news ever? The Florida man phenomenon.
Okay. Yeah.
Where news headlines frequently feature bizarre and often humorous stories involving individuals from Florida engaging in unusual activities.
I don't know if that's like the weirdest story ever.
Yeah.
I feel like that's just a lifestyle out there. Because then, you know, I don't know if you remember, there was that big, I'm going to call it an outbreak of the bath salts. I don't know what they do with bath salts.
Oh.
Okay, so, like, in Illinois, marijuana's legal for recreational use, right?
Yeah.
So, but in order to sell marijuana, you have to go through a very lengthy process. Get all these licenses, get it approved for your city, blah, blah, blah. Well, they have this other stuff. It's called Delta 9, I think. Delta 9.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like one molecule, or they replace one molecule away from marijuana, right?
Okay.
So because it's one molecule away, or they changed one molecule, now you can sell it at the liquor store, the smoke shops, all that stuff, right? Well, supposedly that's what bath salts was, is it was like one molecule away from crystal meth.
Oh.
But whatever that shit did to people with, I don't know. I think you smoke crystal meth. I don't even know. But so they were eating people's faces off.
Oh.
Remember that story?
I do remember that. Yes, I do remember that. So is it true? I just remember the story.
I don't even know.
Wow. Is it October?
My phone.
Is this a Halloween episode? Do we need to keep this one for later? Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So after I heard about people's faces being eaten off, like I was like, Florida man will do anything.
What movie is that? Is it Copycat or something? Or what movie is that? Of course, Sarah would know. Where he bites her face.
He bites her face.
Does she takes bite him it home
off?
Is it Hannibal Lecter or Cannibal, one of those?
Oh.
Is it where they're having a good time, she brings him home, and then all of a sudden he just like rips her cheek off?
Like, is it Hannibal with Anthony Hopkins?
Like, maybe. I don't know who the guy is. I can picture the girl. She's got like a little bit of bulging eyes and dark brown hair. Yeah. No, not bad. It's just like her look.
No, I wasn't saying you to that. I was thinking about her face getting bit off. You know what? I've watched so much Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I can't think of a movie.
Yeah.
You know, I just imagine zombies.
Sarah's yelling at
faces.
The radio, right? Or at her phone right now, like, girls, ladies, come on.
They'll tell us on, yeah. Tell us on Facebook. Yeah, what movie
for sure.
It was.
For sure. She'll write us. The Rubber Duck Mystery. In 1992, thousands of rubber ducks were accidentally spilled from a cargo ship in the Pacific Ocean.
Oh, gosh.
Do you remember this or no in 92?
No.
You would have been pretty young.
I was 10.
The rubber ducks, along with other plastic toys, have since washed ashore on beaches around the world, providing scientists with valuable data on ocean currents and marine pollution.
So it was an accident, but it turned into like a happy accident.
Of course,
almost.
Everything turns into science, doesn't
Although,
it?
Although, all that plastic in our ocean can't be good.
But I guess if it's floating, but who's eating it? I don't know. Who's coming up to eat it? I don't know.
Just saw a video of a bird. They cut open this dead bird, and it had so many plastic bottle caps in its belly.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So everybody's worried about the straws, but we really need to be worried about the plastic bottle caps too now.
I wonder if that's what happened to the bird that's dead in my front yard that Julia noticed this morning.
I didn't see it.
After this, we'll cut it open and see what it ate. I think it hit the window.
Oh.
They do that here. We're like, I always say, we're like a fishbowl here.
Yeah.
We have so much glass. Yeah, that usually happens at least once or twice a year.
I do get a couple birds in my back patio door window. Oh,
yep.
I feel bad. Oh, we didn't say, I didn't tell, well, maybe people know, but I didn't tell anybody. My Nicky Butt, my little puppy, he caught a squirrel the other day, and he killed it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know.
What'd you
do
with it?
Well, Johnny took care of it. I don't know. I don't ask questions.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, oof.
I mean, good for Nicky. I'm sure he was very happy about that.
Yeah.
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 That means that Nicky's pretty quick.
Yeah. You know, I think he's learned patience.
So he's more like a stalker than if you will?
He is. Because, like, he'll want to go outside, and I'll open the door, and he'll slowly walk out. And he's just like, and then he'll go sit in the yard, and he'll just wait.
Oh, my gosh.
And wait and wait. Once they sit still long enough, like, the squirrels and birds kind of don't notice he's there, right? Mm-hmm. They think he's just, like, part of the yard, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. But, yeah, so he caught a squirrel the other day. Oof.
I just thought of something that I'm going to talk about. It's happy. And then we're going to go back to the dancing plague. I stopped at a store today for the first time in a very long time with my new business jacket on.
Yes.
And I was just talking, and it was two people I didn't know, and I told them what I needed. I needed like a pound of corned beef because I was bringing it up to the office. We're going to do a taste test, you know, stuff like that. And all of a sudden I hear my name and I look over, and it's a person that works at that store, and she says, "Are you back?"
Oh my God.
Huge hug. She's like, "Where have you been? I thought you were gone." Everyone's like, "Where is she?" I said, "She was gone." And, you know, it was just such a cute conversation. Then I look over to my left, and someone that I've been playing the lottery with in a lottery group.
Oh my gosh.
For over 5 years, we've decided that we've been playing, and freaking A, we haven't won. I look over and she's standing there. We both just like mouths drop, like, oh my, I haven't seen her in years. And then someone from the hot side comes over.
Stop.
He says, "I am so happy to see you here. You're going to come back and visit me now." And oh my gosh, I was like, y'all are going to make me cry.
Yeah.
It was just so, I felt like a celebrity.
That's the deli. The deli
so
people
sweet.
Like you. Because you always worked in the deli. I hate the deli.
I love the deli.
I hate the deli.
Well, I love it now because everybody just like made my head. I didn't even know how I got back in my car.
Oh.
It was so cute. It was so sweet. And then I could see like a couple people behind them kind of looking like, well, who the heck is this that they're saying hi to?
They're but like, shit, is that corporate?
I used to always visit that store every Friday morning if I had a half day or something, yeah. or if it was a holiday, because the store is pretty close and they yeah. always needed help.
Right.
And I really liked one of the managers that was there. I would go there for half a day.
Yeah.
So I got used to everybody. They know about the kids. How's the kids doing? And how, yeah. you know, how's life and all? I don't know. It was just
that's
neat.
So nice. Makes you feel good.
It also reminded me that I think I talk too much because they were like, how's your daughter? How's your son?
Oh,
I'm like, I must
gosh.
Tell everybody about every, I'm very open.
You know what though? That I, what else do you have to talk about?
I know.
And that's what they talk with you about. They yeah. say what their kids are doing
that's
and
true.
How's your kids? And yeah, you know,
when you're there making sandwiches or putting yeah. salads together or yeah. cooking some chicken, what else are you going to talk
making
about?
Making small talk. Yeah. You know? I yeah. talk about my dog. You talk about your kids.
You're right. Yeah. yeah. Anyways, so the Dancing Plague in 1518, a mysterious outbreak of dancing mania occurred in the town of Strasbourg, France. Hundreds of people
hell?
Danced uncontrollably in the streets for days on end, with some reportedly dying from exhaustion or heart attacks.
I think they have
bed bugs. The cause of the Dancing Plague remains unknown to this
day. It was bed bugs. They were itchy.
You think?
No, I have no clue.
That's wild.
But it made me think of, if I had my phone, I would look it up.
Oh, you can have mine.
There is this, well, it's, so cats carry it. Okay. It's a, I don't even know how.
Oh, okay. I was handing her my phone.
They don't need to know the name of it. If they want to know the name of it,
Google
they can
it.
Google it. Hey, Google. Ha. Did that turn your phones on? Anyways, probably not, because probably nobody has Android. You're probably all iPhone users. Anyways, so there's this virus that the cat carries. It poops it out. The rats eat the cat poop. And when they get the virus, I should say it's a parasite. It's not a virus. It's a parasite. When the rats get the parasite, what the parasite does to the rats is rewires, basically, it's like sexual reward, and it's not scared of cats anymore, and it's attracted to cat pee. It wants to go find the cats,
oh,
right?
Oh, no.
Because the only way for the, so then the, it makes it not scared of cats anymore.
Right.
So then, you know, the rat goes to the cat kills it, eats it, and that's how the parasite
keeps
continues
going.
To live, right? So this is why if you are pregnant, you do not scoop cat litter. This is the parasite that you do not want to get if you're pregnant. So also in probably like the 1800s, I think like 3/4 of Paris had this parasite.
Wow.
And they have also found that a lot of people that get it are very reckless. So that's
wow.
what it does to us compared to a rat, which basically it makes the rat reckless also,
right?
Right,
right.
It'll just walk up to a cat, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, a little
very
bit of knowledge for you.
So but what's I happening can't... with France? Because you said Paris and this was Strasbourg, France. So
yeah.
Strasbourg.
Well, that's why it made
yeah.
me think of it.
Yeah.
yeah. So maybe they have that parasite then.
Huh.
Yeah. Wild. I can't remember the name. You got to Google it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow, that's interesting. You are just a wealth of knowledge.
Unimportant. Fountain of unimportant facts. Although the not scooping, which I think
that's, yeah.
people who get pregnant when they go to the doctor, I think it's still pretty common for the doctor to say, do you have cats? Don't touch the litter box.
Well,
it can make you sick.
Why. Yeah. yeah. And there's the reason
yeah.
why.
I don't know why, if it's just like pregnant people are more prone to it, maybe because your
sure.
immunity is down when you're pregnant, you
I
know?
Don't know.
So
your hormones
anyways,
are very high. So,
but your regular people could get it too.
Wow.
So always wash your hands after you clean the litter box.
Yeah.
Very important.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
So
wow.
yeah, you don't want to be reckless.
The Great Emu War.
Like emus,
yep.
like the, what are the people called that wear all black makeup? Emo.
Goth?
Emo.
Oh.
The emo emus.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry.
In 1932, the Australian government declared war on emus in Western Australia as the birds were causing widespread damage to crops.
Oh, well, yeah. You gotta keep it under control.
The ensuing Great Emu War. I think, am I saying emu right?
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like that's a word I can't say.
No, you know, it's fine. Like it's a weird word.
Like every episode, yeah, there's a word I can't say. Saw soldiers armed with machine guns sent to hunt down the emus, but the birds proved elusive and the campaign ultimately ended in failure.
Stop.
So they attacked the crops and stores didn't have the crops.
I wonder if every country has gone through this. I know we have in the United States, and I know that Australia has also gone through it, where you have a burden, right? Some sort of animal or insect or plant, and you introduce something to take care of that burden, but then that just ends up taking over.
Like bees, right? Or something. Didn't we just have that happen?
Box elder bugs.
Oh my gosh. They were introduced. So many of them.
The Asian beetles.
Yes,
we've had.
They ate all my trees.
The stink bugs. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure those were introduced to get rid of something else. Mm-hmm. And I believe in Australia, they had like this overrun of maybe toads, and they brought bunnies, but then the bunny, like population just exploded.
They just explode anyways with the way that they do things. And
they never took care of the toads. They never did anything with the toads. So now they had a shit ton of toads and bunnies.
So it's one scientist that says, I know how to get rid of toads. Yeah. Send me a whole bunch of rabbits and bunnies. Yeah. And then it's like, oops.
Oops. Didn't work quite how we thought it would. Sorry. So, yeah, I don't know. There may be other countries, I'm sure, that have done that.
Gosh. You know. Huh. Wow.
Yeah.
The sky trumpets.
What the hell are the sky trumpets?
Since the early 2010s. So this is not that far. Okay. This is not like the 1900s or 1500s.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Reports have surfaced of mysterious trumpet-like noises heard in the sky around the world. These sky trumpets have been recorded in various locations and often defy explanation, leading to speculation and conspiracy theories about their origin.
Huh.
I've never heard a trumpet. I've never heard a trumpet.
You know what it makes me think of is when the tornado sirens go off.
Oh, yes.
Like, that one I feel like can be explained away that, like, you know, six towns over, they were testing their horns.
Yeah.
And like, for some reason, the wind carried it.
So it just sounded.
Way.
Oh, sure, sure.
I mean, but it could be UFOs. A lot of people talk about when you see like weird cloud formations, or if it's like a totally clear sky and there's only one cloud, like that's how the UFOs cover up. They hide in the clouds,
yeah,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So who
you
knows?
Believe in
maybe
UFOs?
Absolutely.
Aliens and all
that.
Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what? I believed it more before the government told us it was true. Like, once the government was like, oh, yeah, it's real. I'm like, nope, they're lying. They're not telling us something. Because a lot of people believe that it's our own technology, right? Because, yes, there's UFO sightings around the world, but a lot of them happen in the U.S. Mm-hmm. Like, I would say, like, 85% happen in the U.S., so a lot of people believe that, like, no, those aren't UFOs.
Mm-hmm.
There are technology that our own government is hiding from us or hiding from other countries because they don't want them to know we have it. Mm-hmm. So, but there is, I think it was like South America or something. There was this huge story that this alien craft crash landed and a group of people saw it and saw these beings come out of it. They were small.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a guy who worked for the army. Because it was like immediately somebody called the cops. Cops called the army. They closed it off, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And this guy took one of these beings to the hospital. The hospital's like, what the hell is that?
Oh, wow.
We're not touching it.
Right.
And so he took it to like a military hospital. He ended up getting this weird.
Of course he did.
Rash thingy all over him and died. And like, it's very well documented. It definitely happened. There's too many people that saw it happen to
say
think
it didn't
that
happen.
It didn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously. But like, if they're so, and this is just us, what we have been told to believe, right? Mm-hmm. That UFOs and aliens are way smarter than us.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone's like, well, if they're that smart, why do they keep crash landing into our planet? Maybe they're not that smart.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they just have different technology.
Yeah. Yeah,
I feel like, you know, we went with gas and oil powered engines. If we would have figured something else out, maybe we'd be further along.
Sure.
I don't know.
Sure.
You know, so.
I was driving up to, Wisconsin. And I thought it was a further trip. It was just
good
Wisconsin.
Good old Wisconsin.
And there is a house. And it's funny that we brought this up because there's a house that something fell from wherever and landed into their bushes. And there's a rope around it as if there was like people that go and see it.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is that fell into the bushes, but it's like getting rusty. Like it's been there a while. There's a story there. I don't know if it came from the sky.
Was it a piece of plane? We got them.
It does look like Boeings
falling apart.
It almost at first looked like a boat oar.
Oh, wow.
But it's rusted, so it's not wood
or
plastic. And it's just there. And the house is, like, newer, but it's, like, if something happened, you would probably move it. But I'm wondering if it's still under investigation or if
it's
it
gotta
just...
gotta be,
or
right?
They just thought, wow, that fell from the sky. That's cool. We're going to leave it. And it's resting on the bushes. If I happen to see it again, I've never noticed it before. You know... I've done this same trip up to Wisconsin millions of times, and I go to look over. I'm like, "Whoa, okay, what's that?"
Yeah.
Or, "Oh, what's that?" Yeah. Have you ever?
Absolutely.
All the time. I'm always. I'm like, "Wow." I especially notice it when Steven gets home, and he's like, "When did that building come up?" I'm like, "I don't know."
Yeah.
You know. So, if I can pass it, I'll take a picture and I'll share it on our socials because it's very interesting.
Very weird.
Yeah, it's very weird.
I do wonder if maybe it wasn't an airplane part or something.
Yeah.
Maybe they're trying to figure out where the hell it came from.
Right. I don't know.
Maybe it fell through from a different dimension.
Maybe. I don't know. And they just thought maybe the owner was like, huh, that's cool. I got a piece of the universe.
That's cool.
In my yard.
I'm just going to leave it
there. We're just going to leave it there. The Mary Celeste.
In I don't know what a Celeste is.
1872, the merchant ship.
Okay.
Mary Celeste. It's C-E-L-E-S-T-E, for those that want to look it up, was discovered adrift.
What's that?
Celestial seasonings or something.
That we drank the tea?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, sorry.
No, you're good. No, that's true. It sounds right. Discovered adrift and abandoned in the Atlantic Ocean. The crew and passengers were missing. Remember the story or no? Okay,
no.
Maybe I go into deeper rabbit holes. But there were no signs of foul play or struggle. The fate of the Mary Celeste remains one of the greatest maritime mysteries of all time.
What year was it?
1872.
Oh, yeah, that's why I don't know about it.
Right, right.
I mean, 1872. Like, I feel like they could have gotten picked up by another ship or something and went to China instead of coming back to the U.S. Like,
right.
We didn't have internet and phones and, you know, stuff like
right.
that.
We have very grainy film, I believe, of it, of them approaching
like maybe,
it. But it's like, see, now that the whole thing with did we walk on the moon? Did we land on the moon?
Oh, gosh.
Then I see a video of it from 1872.
Yeah.
Did they know where they were going to run into this
right.
boat, ship, whatever?
I don't know. Maybe all those people on that ship wanted to start a new life and, like, hated their life.
Right.
Okay, because I was just talking
about.
Were there
pirates?
What do you call it? Oh, you get shanghaied, right?
Oh.
You can get shanghaied. And they made that term because you'd be hanging out at a bar.
Oh.
And somebody would drug you and you'd pass out and you'd wake up on a ship and now you are a slave to that ship. So how do we know all those people didn't want to just like, I'm fucking out of here.
Yeah, right, you know? Right, right.
They threw the captain overboard.
Yep.
They, you know, saw another ship, maybe took that ship over or what, you know, like that's like, I'm not even, there's so many like explanations for what.
And wouldn't
happen.
You know who was on the ship? And wouldn't you be able
right.
to see if they, you know,
well,
ran their credit cards in 1873?
Not if they all got shanghaied. You
oh,
know, like you wouldn't know. Like,
Yeah.
I feel like people disappeared a lot back then.
Right.
And
right.
they were like, oh, I don't know. Ralph hasn't been in for a few months.
Yeah.
I guess he probably died from typhoid fever.
Right.
I don't know.
I mean, we found a ship out there. He might have been on
it. He might have been
so
on it. Yeah,
we'll just leave him alone.
We'll say that's where he went.
So you're telling me he's not going to show up.
Yeah.
Nope. Don't think so.
Yeah. Like it's so hard to get Shanghai'd now. Thank goodness. I mean, it still probably happens a lot of places
like
in the world.
I feel like we get Shanghai'd to our job. Does that count?
Yeah.
Like, they're like, show up or we're not going to pay you. And you're like, darn it. Fine. Fine. Show up.
I am a slave to you. Oh, shit. Well, at least it pays our bills.
Right.
Gives
right.
us things we want. Somebody just asked me if I was from Minnesota. And I was like, no, Illinois. And they're like, yeah, I knew it was from somewhere up there. It was when I was in Florida. And it's funny because I listen to Ty and Kendra. Kendra yeah. definitely has a northern
big.
Accent.
Big.
Yeah. Big.
Instead of bag.
Big. Anything with an A, they say is an E.
Yeah.
And I never make fun of anybody for that.
No.
I never point it out. Why you got to point out my accent?
People have always told me that I have one.
Yeah.
I've heard that more than
We're
a handful
from,
of
we
times.
We have a Midwestern accent.
But the people are from Midwest that are telling me that. They're
yeah.
like, do you have an accent? What's your accent? I'm like, I don't have an accent. I just yeah. have a speech impediment.
We're close to the Wisconsin
to
border, so I
correctly.
Feel like we...
Maybe
We're
do have
northern.
A little, maybe,
yeah.
I guess.
But then, like, when you have a super southern drawl and you're like, where are you from?
Yeah.
You sound like you're from New York City.
New
I've gotten
York
that
City?
Before, yeah.
Isn't that a commercial?
Yeah, it was the Pace. The Pace salsa. If you don't know,
oh, yeah.
you're too young for me. New York City. Anyways, yeah, I love people's accents.
Yeah.
I love hearing people talk with an accent.
I actually have a hard time
Do
understanding
you?
People.
Yeah. I mean, if it's like a, like maybe like if they're from Korea and they don't speak real well English, very, how would you say that in correct English? Mm-hmm. I don't even know. But like, I find like the Asian accents are hard because they have very broken English, you know, but like, Australia, they speak English. They just have like a cool fucking accent.
So cool.
The UK, they speak English, but they have a cool fucking
accent. I feel like anyone that's bilingual or more is just super cool.
Okay, yeah. That's a problem with our nation is we don't. We're like, you should speak English. You're in America. I hate that shit.
Yeah.
Like, and then they go to Mexico and they're like, what, you don't have anybody that speaks English? Like, you're in Mexico, bitch. You should speak Spanish. I hate that.
At least try
yes.
when you go to a different country, right?
And be polite.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to say is, I'm so sorry, I can't understand you. Let's see if we can figure this out. I got the new Galaxy S24 Ultra. Guess what I can do with it? Translate in real time.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So I downloaded the Vietnamese and the Chinese and the Philippines, and I'm going to go get my nails done, and I'm going to see what shit they're talking about me.
Oh, amazing.
I think it's usually Vietnamese. I'll ask them, like, where are you from? Where are you from?
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, put that on there.
And will it, as they're speaking,
yeah.
it will tell you what they're saying in
yeah.
English?
Yeah.
That is really neat.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
and
really
I'm going to listen to them say, look at this girl's feet. They're so gross. She's so, look at all this dead skin I'm getting off of her feet.
I mean, that's Nora. I would say that in English.
And then I'll kick her. Put my toe right in her mouth.
Just from running, I have like some calluses on my toes. You know,
yeah.
When I went to go get a pedicure, they were working on it and he said something. And I said, I know it's because I'm a runner. And he looked up at me.
Like, did you understand
did you,
me?
Yeah, right. And I was just like, I'm a runner. I'm so sorry. And I have to build up calluses to run. He goes, oh, it's okay. You know,
it's
fine.
Okay.
But he kind of looked up at me like, I
yeah.
understood what he was saying. I'm like, no,
yeah.
no, I don't know.
I'm always like, wow, sorry that you're getting a lot on your cheese grater. And she's like, it's okay. If it didn't look like this, you wouldn't be here. If you had good feet, you wouldn't be here. I'm like, bitch, what's wrong with my feet?
What are you saying?
They're good feet. So if I go get my toes done anytime soon, I'm going to use that and I will report back
Please
to you guys
do.
And let you know what they say.
Thank you. Yes, I'm very excited for that. All right. Well, another random one. I love it.
Let me hear it. Oh, I thought you meant you had another one on ChatGPT. I was like, what else are we going to talk about? Nope. That's it.
That's it. We're done.
That's it for today,
random
folks.
Random break.
What are we going to name this one?
Holy cow. We should do a random episode and have our listeners name it for us, ooh, title it for us.
We can just put like name this random number one.
Yes. Or you know what they could do is they could give us a title and then we'll talk about whatever we can, ooh, on that title. I think we're going to do that.
Let's, yeah, do that. Oh, we can call this one conspiracy theories and such.
And absolutely, where's Kate Middleton? Anyways, I'm really bothered by all that. The Clopin Effect Retail Awards.
Oh my gosh.
We have 6 nominations. Oh, way more than I thought. I thought we'd have 2.
We have some pretty fantastic
gifts.
We
have fantastic gifts.
Yeah.
We have some beautiful, Barb brought over some cups, some candy, and some gift cards.
Ooh.
We posted about that. We have the t-shirts, the glasses, the gift cards from Kishwaukee.
Yes,
we have a gift card.
I saw into that one, and that one looks good.
Yeah, we have a gift card coming from the East Coast from Ed's Plants, and we have a beautiful coffee basket from Jen at Genuine. So
very
exciting.
Nice.
And of course, we're going to throw a few things in too. But yeah, there's 6 people out there. Like, just, we're just enjoying seeing their stories and really exciting. So we got 1 more week. This is the week.
I'm going to have to go on Facebook and read your
guys'
stories.
And what we're going to do is we are going to pick the person that did get the most likes and comments, because, ooh, that's just, you know, what we should do. And then our sponsors are going to pick their favorite and vote. And then, and then we'll see what we're going to do for the 3rd one yet. Probably you and I. But yeah.
You're going to make me choose?
Well, we'll both choose with some help.
Okay.
I know it's tough. Cause
Julia, we got to have a tiebreaker.
Absolutely, we'll have a tiebreaker. So it'll be fun. It'll be fun. And I think everyone will get a little bit of something for sure, because our sponsors were very giving. So this is so exciting.
I love it.
So thank you everyone who entered and who nominated others. And yeah, it's very, very cool. Love to see the retail peeps on there. Yeah.
Good. You guys deserve it.
Yeah. So go check it out if you haven't. And thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.